When is a good time to start working on your theme for your case or for some motion for summary judgment? Is it the beginning of discovery, or do you have to kind of wait till you get everything together at the end of the discovery to find out your theme?
I think you start with a working theme, and you just have to be flexible as your discovery develops. Certainly, I like doing dispositive motions because it really does help you to hone and focus where your thoughts are and which way the evidence is pointing. But one thing that I tell people, and it's the reason you need a theme early, is that you want to be framing the language of the case even at the time that you're taking depositions. A lot of times people use very rhetorical language when they're talking about the facts of the case or aspects of the case. It might be the broken house. It might be the problems that were had with the construction. And depending on the side that you're on, you want to be thinking about some of the keywords in the case that you'll be using at deposition that don't concede that the other side's story is the correct story. So I think early you want a theme. I think you need to be flexible with it, but you need to be thinking about all of the language you're using in the case from the beginning.
And Casey's our trial consultant, if you don't remember, so why don't you give us your perspective?
I would totally agree with that. I like working with my clients as soon as possible on a case for theme development. Most of the time I'm called in after mediation or settlement fails, and the very first question I often get is, can you please help us develop trial themes? Well, discovery has ended. You're weeks away from trial. You've pretty much already got your themes. We just need to figure out how to phrase them a little bit better.